There's an agreement today in that dispute between some cell carriers and airlines over 5G. AT&T and Verizon will limit their rollout of the high-speed service near airports because of concerns about flight disruptions. Some international airlines, however, are still suspending flights beginning today in certain airports. And to explain all of this, we have with us Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, first of all, regarding what's happening today in terms of those flight suspensions from some airlines, what's the impact you're seeing at the airports?
Minimal so far as we can see, with the exception, as you said, of some of those global airlines suspending flights. There was just so much confusion going into literally midnight overnight is when this all started, that airlines that had to make decisions in advance with long flights and aircraft that they weren't sure would be okay in certain kinds of weather conditions, they made that decision to cancel. The issue really comes down, Tanya, to when there's low visibility to begin with. And then the margin of error might not be as good as it normally would be. That's at least the concern of airlines. And so now, nothing measurable. Yeah. Looking at FlightAware data, no more cancellations than there were yesterday. Let's see what happens when the weather gets bad.
Visibility problems, but break this down for us. How are planes and airports affected by this 5G issue, and which planes are involved?
Right. Well, for starters, all planes. What the FAA is now doing is going through and saying which planes basically aren't affected, and it depends on their cockpit equipment, specifically the altimeter that measures how high they are. And there are 50 airports around the country, large ones, but also some smaller ones where the FAA at least is concerned that the 5G towers, those new towers with the fast cell phone service, are too close to the runways. And so pilots at a lot of airlines were told by the FAA and their airlines basically, hey, if there's any question about being able to land, you might have to divert, go to a different airport sooner than you otherwise would. Diversions, Tanya, as you know, nothing new. If there's bad weather, an airplane is always going to go to a different airport to be safe, but they just might not be able to attempt landings, basically, is the concern that they would normally be able to attempt. The FAA, little by little, clearing certain planes in certain airports, saying they're okay.
Okay, two big questions I have with you that hopefully we can get through. But first, if these towers are right by the airports, how would an airlines work around these issues?
Well, they've given specific instructions to their pilots. For now, basically, they're saying if the weather's questionable, you got to go somewhere else. And now the FAA is testing, say, okay, which cockpit equipment is okay after all to deal with this. But it's basically better safe than sorry. Go somewhere else if you have to until you hear that it's okay.
Okay. And someone listening may also ask, should I be concerned about my safety? Is this a safety issue?
No, because of these inconveniences that airlines and passengers are dealing with to avoid the safety issue. Of course, cell phone companies say the opposite. They say the inconvenience is on their customers. But they've taken these steps. The problem is, in certain circumstances, right now on certain airplanes, if the weather's questionable, when normally you might have been able to land, now they might go somewhere else. And that's to avoid the safety questions.
All right. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more about this in the days and weeks to come. Seth Kaplan here, and now transportation analyst, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.